good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a dude.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. We have a show here that basically amplifies the Native voice all over Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. with your COVID-19 questions.
Well, we all have rested 4 days, mm-hmm. and now we're back. And Wendy, mm-hmm. not feeling well, not 100%. Mm-hmm. I hope you feel better.
Yeah, I'm getting better every day, just a exactly. bad cold.
Hey, normally we have Nancy on today, but mm-hmm. she's up there fighting the water, and so we're going to have Nathan Wright with Mackinac up there in Michigan mm-hmm. and Line 5 and information. He had a selfie with Biden, so I'm a little butthurt because, you know, I love selfies, Wendy. The weather's kind of humid here, and we're into total global warming. What's happening here? The rivers are drying up in the Great North up there, Occupied North, Northern Minnesota. I want to give a shout out to all my friends and relatives in Wisconsin today. I was just there, saw Jeff Smith today, had mm-hmm. a conversation with him,
Senator, right?
Yeah,
Senator, right.
Of Wisconsin.
State Senator. Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. You pay attention to the show. I like that. Mm-hmm. Hey, so without any further ado, we have Ogama with the news, and Ogama presents the news that you don't hear other places. So I know it's a very popular segment. Not as popular as yours, Wendy. You're going to be on the second. You're going to be up second. So with the Native you know, our sacred animal section. So without any further ado, let's get to Ogama with the news. Welcome, Ogama.
Hi, Anim Bonjour, everybody. I'm Ogama Ganuakwe with Native Roots Radio. Today, early Tuesday morning, water protectors are standing in solidarity with Indigenous-led resistance to shut down work at another Line 3 construction site, this time by the Willow River. Basically, what ended up happening today, and I have watched a lot of footage of what happened today, and I can't even begin to express how frustrated I am with this. But at the Willow River, which is part of the Mississippi watershed in northern Minnesota near Palisade, the Canadian corporation Enbridge is attempting to drill under the water body using a technique known as horizontal directional drilling. The method carries a risk of discharging drilling mud and chemicals into the river. This is known as a frack out. The state of Minnesota is not monitoring Enbridge's construction of this pipeline. So water protectors today on the Willow River noticed evidence of a possible frack out or possibly hitting an aquifer or something. It was clearly seen and documented by water protectors in the area, including a barrel labeled spill kit and Enbridge people in the water in full hazmat gear. They documented what looked like drilling mud, black drilling mud, a bunch of really, I don't even know how to describe the disgusting color that was just kind of floating out of the edge of the river. Enbridge put out some orange flotation devices, I guess, that are apparently designed to hold the contaminants from going down the river, and I don't know how that works when these things float, but that's what happened on the Willow River today, and the people that are there that are standing for the water at the Willow River are now facing arrest. The last report I heard is that there's been 4 arrests so far. They are asking for reinforcements. They're asking for people to come and to protect the Mississippi watershed and the other 200 bodies of water that Enbridge's Line 3 is going to cross, and that does not even include the hundreds of acres of wetlands that Enbridge is going to cross. So if you're hearing about this and you're outraged and you want to know what you can do, you need need to go over to stopline3.org, and you can get a ton of information there. There's ride sharing out of the Twin Cities. There's petitions you can sign. There's phone calls that you can make. Any level of involvement in stopping Line 3 is something that you can definitely do. So head on over to stopline3.org if you have not done so yet. I know we talk about it all the time, but that's my contribution to the movement right now, is to talk about it and talk about it and talk about it until my lips turn blue. So in slightly unrelated but also semi-related news in Minnesota, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency Commissioner Laura Bishop resigned from her post today ahead of an expected firing from the Republican-controlled Senate. She basically preemptively quit after the extended special session in the Minnesota Senate this week, basically said that the Republicans were not going to accept her confirmation. They were not going to confirm her. Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka told Bishop that she would not be confirmed, so she therefore resigned her position. So in the middle of all this Stop Line 3, Minnesota's Pollution Control Agency Commissioner is now resigned. So I don't know if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing, but semi-related, semi-unrelated. In other Minnesota news, White Earth tribal officials and Honor the Earth, we're going to hold a media event about the drought dewatering that's happening from Enbridge's Line 3 in Minnesota and concerns with wild rice. But the event has been postponed due to the weather, so just keep that in mind. A big part about what they wanted to talk about is that these lowering water levels from Enbridge's water permit to pull 5 billion gallons of water out of northern Minnesota is hurting the wild rice. And basically, dewatering is what Enbridge calls it. It's a construction technique that's used to install pipes in watery areas, and it's used to lower the water table for horizontal directional drilling, which is what Enbridge is doing. The best practices recommend pumping the water into marshy or wooded areas if possible. But my understanding of what Enbridge is doing in northern Minnesota is they're actually using that water and mixing it with other chemicals so that they can run the horizontal directional drill. So are they just going to be letting these chemicals loose into a marshy or wooded area? I mean, this is something that really has not been answered by the Enbridge Corporation, at least not publicly so far. And I have some serious concerns about that as a Minnesotan. How about you, Robert, Wendy?
Oh, geez.
I'm disgusted, really. I mean, when is it going to end? And corporations need to just be put in their place. And this money laundering, giving money to these
country, the militarization. Right. This has been happening.
The money's got to end. The stop. The line of the money's got to stop. And this has got to stop. We're not going to have an Earth left.
And the amazing thing is the people that support this have no idea that they're getting
lied to. That's why. They're being lied to. And they think it's going to be all these jobs and this and that and the other thing. But go ahead, Ogama. Thank you so much for this.
The people that are supporting Line 3 in Minnesota are, complaining that the water protectors are scaring away tourists, because most of northern Minnesota is a tourist-based economy because we have such beautiful, pristine waters. Oh. But when the waters are absolutely trash, like Enbridge already did to the Kalamazoo River in 2010, I mean, that's really going to scare away the tourists, don't you think? Like, I can't follow the train of logic in that. And speaking of, the earth being destroyed, there was a massive fire on the surface of the Gulf of Mexico after a gas leak from an underwater pipeline. Did anybody see that? It looked like the Eye of Sauron, if anybody knows, the Lord of the Rings. Like, it looked like two hobbits could throw a ring into the middle of this flaming hole in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico this weekend.
Okay, the Hobbit reference shows that you're a little geeky there, but yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's crazy. what next? And I mean, there's cameras everywhere. We're seeing the police being beat up. We're seeing the oceans burning up. We're seeing rivers drying up. I mean, I posted a picture of a river up there in the deep north that's totally dry, Wendy.
Well, no one's going to want to go up to the deep north, like Ogama said, after the water's ruined. So there you go.
Wow. Yeah. Well, again, Ogama, thanks for the thanks, but no thanks for the news. You do a great job.
It's good, though, because people don't know about this. They don't hear about it anywhere else. And spread the word. Everyone who's listening to this, let your neighbor know what's going on. So everyone could make those phone calls. Everyone could sign those petitions. Everyone could go up north and do what they're able to do.
Hey, that was just Native Roots Radio News with Ogama. And up next, we're going to have Wendy speak on her sacred animals, where you don't hear elsewhere either. We'll be right back.
We have vital information we would like to share with you. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on testing sites, isolation space, vaccines, housing assistance, and food resources. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19 or has questions to determine if you should get tested, please call them at 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are a Lusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Almost forgot to unmute for that one.
We got Lewis on there, too. Right on, Lewis. Good to see you. We're going to take you off now.
Hello and goodbye.
Hey. Oh. Hey, so I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate, but you're at more than just an animal advocate. You're an advocate for a lot of things, but this is your jam.
Mm-hmm.
You are...
Do you want me to say it?
No, the Humane Policy Volunteer Leader of the Humane Society of the United States. And you work on animal issues in the local and state level. And I just want to say all things are relatives, and what we do to everything we do to ourselves, all is one. Black Elk said that. And this is our Sacred Animal section with Wendy.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Say your name.
Hi. My name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. So thank you, as always, Curtis, for that lovely and cherished name. Mm-hmm. It is cherished by me, by the way. Excuse me. I'm just kind of getting over a cold here. I had really pretty a bad cold. I was out for the count. I think this is the first day I'm sitting upright for more than 5 hours at a time. A couple of weeks ago, it might have even been last week, I can't even remember, but somebody was on our Facebook and was asking about the horse roundup, the Onaquai horses in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very interested in about that. So I was doing some research to find out what was happening with them. And unfortunately, the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, not Black Lives Matter, but the Bureau of Land Management is organizing, and we'll have a helicopter roundup of these Onaquai horses in Utah. Now, these are wild horses. These are American icon horses, and people all over the United States and all over the world come to Utah and spend money on hotels and food and gas to look at these horses and take pictures of them and just get a glimpse of them. And they're beautiful.
In their natural habitat.
In their natural habitat, in their natural herds. Now, the Bureau of Land Management is saying that they're ruining the land. There isn't enough, you know, stuff for them to eat.
Enough and sidewalks, or what do they want?
Exactly. I'm going to tell you the truth about what's happening. And I had to call Deb Halland to help ask her for our, you know, our help. So I'm going to ask everybody also to give her a call. She is the Interior Secretary, Deb Halland, and she can be reached at 202-208-3100, and it's option 3. So just go there and just leave her a message, and please ask her to stop the roundup of the Onaquai horses in Utah. I also called and I left her a message. I hope I didn't offend you, Robert, but I had to drop your name. So I had to drop your name, but this is what I said to her. You know, please, Secretary Halland. By the way, my husband is an enrolled member of the Ho-Chunk Nation.
Oh.
And I'm calling to ask you to stop the mass roundup removal of the Onaquai horses in Utah by the BLM, which this has been planned under your watch. So please consider humane, non-lethal means, which you like sterilization. And please do not allow, and this is what is happening, and this is what real life is, and nobody talks about it, is the cattlemen and the ranchers want to put 25,000 livestock to graze on that land.
Wow.
The BLM, that's the truth there. The BLM is not removing these horses because there's not enough food for the horses. So there's not enough food for the cows and the sheep and all the animals that we consume. And that's why they're getting rid of the horses.
What is the organization called again? B what?
BLM, the Bureau of Land Management.
Okay.
So I put – what I did was I put two petitions on our Facebook page. So please go to Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake, our Facebook page. One of the petitions goes to Biden, Speaker Pelosi, and Leader Schumer. And also another petition goes to Deb Halland. So there's two petitions. Please sign them both. Please share them and let people know that you don't want this to happen. A friend of mine on Facebook, his name is Scott, put this up, and I just want to read this. And this is about one of the horses, and one of the horses at about 30 years old, he's named Old Man Gandalf, is the most beloved and iconic of the Onaquai horses. He is elderly, frail, and will not likely survive the BLM's roundup because they do it with helicopters, and it's really scary, and the horses just, they stampede. If he makes it into the trap, he will then be at risk of being shot by the BLM, which kills horses it deems unfit to be sent to its holding corrals because he's old and he's just frail. The picture that we have up right now is probably an older picture where he's more healthy, but he is very old. He's about 30 years old. The roundup begins on July 12th, and it will happen. It's going to happen unless we get lots and lots of people to ask for help to stop it.
This became a Lord of the Rings show.
It
with
really you is, to, you know, and it's, it really it is. Now hey,
Matt McNeil says feel better. I just want to let you know that.
Thank you very much.
Signed the petition, and awesome. We're glad Matt's feeling good too.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we have some celebrities. You know how we have our celebrities helping with pipelines, like
Jane Fonda.
Thank you, Catherine Heigl. Catherine Heigl. I'm not really familiar with her, but she's...
Lord of the Rings?
No. Oh, okay. She's from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
yeah,
she I was do on, know who
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, I know who she is too,
never
although
saw
I,
the show,
I never really did either. I've seen it here and there, but I think it's something I like because I love medical shows. I just never really got it. But anyway, Catherine Heigl joined several groups at the Utah State Capitol to call attention to this crucial roundup looming for the animals. She went with lots and lots of people and lots of groups to help stop this. The roundup, the group's claim will send 80% of the herd to the Bureau of Land Management corrals in the process of injuring or even killing some of the frightened animals, while the horses will be put up for adoption. This is another lie I'm going to tell you about. The group alleges that some will be sold off to kill buyers. They're called kill buyers. And what they do is they go in and they buy horses per pound. And they get money. They make lots of money sending them to slaughterhouses in Canada and Mexico. So this is what's going to happen to our beautiful, iconic Onaquai horses in Utah unless this helicopter roundup is stopped. Now, Old Man Gandalf, a lot of people are worried about him because they're afraid that when the helicopters come, you know, the horses don't know what this is. They're terrified. They just start a stampede. He's weak and frail, and he might be run over, trampled by the other horses who are stronger and faster. And then once he gets into the corral, the BLM people, they decide which horses are strong enough to be, quote, adopted, really, to go to the kill buyers. I'm sure many of them are paid off, and I mean, I don't know that for sure, but that's how it works.
Wow.
So please sign the petitions. Like I said, there's two different ones. Please sign them both. One of them goes to Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer, and then the other one goes straight to Deb Haaland. And please give her a call at 202-208-3100, option 3, and just leave a message that you want her help to save the Onaquai horses in Utah.
Hey, can I go to Lewis and see if he has any information
about
how sacred
our
horses are?
Absolutely.
Lewis, I'm going to throw you a little curve here. I know you're listening to the show. Unmute yourself, and do you have any information on how important and sacred our horses are?
You know, as the introduction of horses took place after the Spanish raids in Central South America as well as North America here, every indigenous culture has held sacredness towards horses. In Lakota, we call them Shunka Wakan, which is a sacred animal. And many other indigenous languages also hold the horse in a sacred way. And it's interesting that indigenous people have held horses to a sacred point where we have literally have become some of the best horsemen in the, 1700s, 1800s, very quickly. That's because of our relationship with animals, our respect for the four-legged, the two-legged, the winged, etc. And that's kind of our indigenous values there. So, taking action in saving our four-legged is taking action in understanding our treaties with our animals.
Wow, Pini Gigi, wow, well said.
I just want to say one last thing. Again, the Onaquai horses are being rounded up and taken off the land because ranchers and cattlemen want to put their cows and sheep on that land. So if everyone could just eat some less meat, that's like we could solve the problem.
Yeah.
So meatless Monday, please. Yeah.
No horse meat. Oh, wow. Hey, Pini Gigi, thank you, Lewis and Wendy. Thank you so much. This needs to be out there. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And up next, Nathan Wright, who's water protector of Mackinac, Heart of the Turtle. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
In Minnesota, perinatal and postpartum mothers have legal protections to help keep them safe and healthy in the workplace. That means exclusions from heavy lifting, safe spots for breastfeeding, and more. The Women's Economic Security Act protects the rights of pregnant and postpartum women to work safely during pregnancy and to express breast milk at work. The Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry is here to help you and to protect your rights. Call 800-342-5354 or visit dli.mn.gov/newparents.
COVID-19 vaccines are safe, effective, free, and approved for everyone over the age of 12. Getting vaccinated is the most powerful tool to keep ourselves and loved ones healthy and to end this pandemic. Get your vaccine and get back to what matters most to you. To learn more about scheduling a free appointment, visit ramseycounty.us/COVID vaccine. Again, that website to schedule your free COVID-19 vaccine is ramseycounty.us/COVID vaccine.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
We have vital information we would like to share with you. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on testing sites, isolation space, vaccines, housing assistance, and food resources. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19 or has questions to determine if you should get tested, please call them at 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low of 58, then sunny on Wednesday with a high of 73. Visit an Eat Local Minnesota restaurant today for a one-of-a-kind dining experience. Cafe Latte, Crooner Supper Club, Hazel's Northeast, Lake City Sandwiches, Nightingale, The Great Wall, and Victor's 1959 Cafe. More at eatlocalminnesota.com.
You've heard the screamers, you've heard the shouters. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Weeknights from 8 to 10 p.m. on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Yeah. Hey, this is Robert Pilot, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice. Did you want me to give that number one more
time?
Yeah,
will you please? I'm sorry. Yeah, give that number. I just wanted to say something real quick, but go ahead.
Deb Halland, the U.S. Department of Interior, 202-208-3100, option 3. Just leave her a message.
So I just wanted to say there was a picture I put up on Facebook, and it's a side channel through Cloquet Island in Dayton, Minnesota. And it shows a lot of water and now it shows nothing. So, I mean, we're in a global warming crisis right now. And, you know, while we're waiting for Nathan, why don't we chime in with our crew here? And maybe I'll go first with Lewis, because he seems like he's quick on his feet. But, Lewis, we got some global warming happening here. What's your take, and what can we do? Help?
You know, the issue is this, is that we're experiencing record heat in the Pacific Northwest, in the South. I mean, we understand what commercialization of, you know, required services means to our population, indigenous or not. You look at Texas with their privatized power grid, you know, that has had massive blackouts. You look at, you know, the water literally being sucked dry in all of our rivers and streams. And when we talk about indigenous issues, our American issues, this is part of it. And we talk about understanding treaty rights. We talk about understanding what it means and why we take these things so seriously, because we are here for the seventh generation, the generation above ourselves, our great-great-grandchildren that we'll never meet. And we want to make sure that there is a world that's sustainable for them, of life for all of our creatures and all of our grandkids. That's what's important. It's just not an indigenous issue. This is all of our issue. We all have a seat at the table.
Hey, did you guys happen to see, you mentioned Texas, and how are they coming up with money? But they're mad at the president right now because he's not finishing 45's wall. So they're coming up with money, and they're going to finish their own wall. I heard that on the news, and it's like, how ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't understand why the importance of building a wall when we have people living on the streets, when we have people living on the streets of Austin, Dallas, LA, like all these other areas. And you think about people like the governor and all these lobbyist groups that want to do things like performative actions, like building a wall, instead of actually helping American citizens. It's ridiculous.
Right. Ogama, did you have something to add there?
Yeah, the last thing that I seen on this border wall situation is, you know, how much more good can we do for people right here with the same amount of money? You know, like I don't understand this kind of frivolous spending on nothingness, on a wall that does not need to be there, that's just further divisive. And then the other thing I have too, Robert, is I found those pictures that you were talking about. So for those of you who are tuned in on Facebook, Robert was just talking about the Mississippi River near Dayton, Minnesota, and the Line 3 thing happening here. Here's a before picture of the Dayton, or of the Mississippi River near Dayton, Minnesota. I believe this was last year, 2020. And here's what it looks like now. That is the same stretch of the river. Sure. And that's the mighty Mississippi, folks. You know, we've got some serious issue happening here in Minnesota.
Well, and plus, Ogama and Wendy, they want to take 5 billion gallons and basically frack. And what kind of water are we going to end up with when they're fracking with chemicals and things like that? We're not going to you could drink the water up there, and I say up in Lake Itasca.
Yeah. And I would just want to go back to the wall again. If this wall is completed and finished, it could threaten 93 endangered species of animals, not only people, but water and animals as well. So I just want to put that in there, too, since I am the animal person.
And the wall is in direct violation of treaties with the Tohono O'odham nations in those areas as well. So this is a indigenous area. Also, last year they found burial grounds, Apache burial grounds of Tohono O'odham, sacred burial grounds along the border. So this is an indigenous issue when it comes to this border wall.
Wow. Yeah, it really is. And our relations in the south of Turtle Island, you know, we're here first, and it's just amazing. It's just amazing. And I think one of the things is it's driven by fear, and the rich people are pushing this fear because they like to hoard money, and it's just totally crazy. I don't know. I'm kind of tired, but I'm just kind of like just perplexed by this. And then what can we do? Well, you know, Ogama, Lewis, Wendy, you guys speak your truth, and along with our guests that come on, speak their truth, and hopefully our allies in Wisconsin, Chicago, the Twin Cities, and everybody that's listening to us on Facebook and iTunes, really reach out to like Deb Holland mm-hmm. and all these people that we talk about, the governor of Minnesota, and talking about Line 3, because it's only affecting indigenous people. You know, it's going down indigenous places. Mm-hmm. You know, why do we have this radio show? Because of Standing Rock, Wendy, because Bismarck didn't want a pipeline going through their backyard. They said, put it through the Indians' land. Mm-hmm. That's why we have a radio show. We would not – we'd be clueless and probably, you know, boarding right now on the river or something.
We'd be enjoying ourselves.
Right, right.
But well, the important thing, too, to remember, I just want to throw this in there, you know, it does affect indigenous people more than, say, other portions of the population. But, you know, when all the water's gone and we can't breathe because the air is polluted, that affects everybody, every single person, even the people that want to believe that climate change is not real. I mean, I don't know what kind of dense you can be to look around at. I think there was some report of like trees spontaneously bursting into flame in Canada, and 100 people in Portland died because of the heat wave. You know, California's been on fire. How much has California been on fire? I don't even know. You know, these are not things that that make any sense, you know, and they're human-caused problems.
Well, Lewis, we talk about the seven generations. Maybe you could fill people in what that really means, because I know there's some disinformation about there what that truly means. And I think what's interesting before you do that is that at all one time nobody was a colonized way of thinking. We've all were close to Mother Earth and Father Sky. We all respected. It's just the colonized feeling of take it down, tear it down, and build something better in their own mind. So, Lewis, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I want to first open up with this quote from Chief Seattle. Only when the last tree has died and the last river has been poisoned and the last fish has been caught that we will realize that we can't eat money. And that is true when it comes to understanding indigenous values. You know, we've been caretakers, and we are given this commission of caretaking the two-legged, the four-legged, the wing, the water, all these things, and we've done so before colonization for time immemorial, and we continue to do so. And it's interesting that when we speak up about environmental issues, you know, sovereignty, all these things, we talk about sovereignty and autonomy and the return of treaty rights because of these issues, because we want a return to power to understand that us indigenous people have been tasked with taking care and speaking out against these indigenous issues. When we talk about the seventh generation, in Lakota culture, we call it Unchi Maka, is the earth. And our responsibility to that is to ensure that it renews, that it has what it needs, and that it is fed sustenance so that we are able to continue the seventh generation. And basically what that means, it's not some hokey tree hugging thing. And I think indigenous people, we always get stuck in this idea that, oh, we're just a bunch of tree hugging, you know, people. And we're not. What is that we are tasked with a serious commission of taking care of our environment. And part of that is understanding that we are borrowing the land from our children. We are borrowing the land from our great, great grandchildren. And like, that's why we pray. We pray seven generations ahead, and we pray seven generations before us, so that we can get that strength, and we can understand that our place in life is temporary. Me and you are only here temporarily, and how we leave this land is how we're going to be looked at by future generations.
Well, you know, well said. And, you know, it took me a while because I always thought that I was the seventh generation. I didn't really know the concept of we think seven generations ahead of us. And that is just a beautiful way of thinking, Lewis.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just wanted to give a quick shout out, Robert, if you wouldn't mind too much. We were in South Dakota this weekend as well. And Nick Tielsen with the Indian Collective put up a flag at a grain elevator in Rapid City to talk about injustices happening in Rapid City. As a Lakota, I'd be remiss to talk about what Nick Tielsen is facing. He's facing 15 years of federal prison for standing on his constitutional rights, for protesting against the Trump administration on their you know, their parade on Mount Rushmore. So I want to give a shout out to the Indian Collective and Land Back movements.
Wow, I really appreciate that. And I also want to, we're giving out shout outs. I want to give a shout out to Nate Longtail's daughter, Esme Perkins. It's her golden birthday today. It's 6 years old, and I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate Nate, all the work he does for his nation, and which is my nation, Ho-Chunk Nation, and I appreciate everything that's out there. We have to stay together. We have to think as one and really support Mother Earth, I guess, and that also supports our next seven generations.
Right, and everybody's not going to be able to do everything. It's just impossible. But if everybody just does a little bit, it can make big differences and make big changes.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to take a break. I guess our guest wasn't on, but that was really cool. Nathan Wright wasn't able. Or did I just throw him under the bus?
Well, maybe he'll make it next time. Well, he was busy. That's why I did my segment earlier, because he couldn't make the segment.
I wanted to tell him how jelly I was because he got a selfie with Biden, but that'll have to be next week maybe. Hey, Nathan, why don't you call? I sent you the number and check in. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and up next, some more jibber-jabber between us. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us. If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Over the past year and more, we've all missed out on a lot. Family time, graduations, weddings. And missing those events, we've missed out on even more. Friendships, connections, community, belonging. That's a long time to miss things this important. So don't miss on getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccines are now available throughout Hennepin County to anyone over the age of 16. Just visit TakeCareHennepin.org and sign up to get yours. That's TakeCareHennepin.org.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit MN350.org.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake.
We are a Lusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition. And let's give Esme Perkins her six-year golden birthday.
Shout
One
out.
More shout-out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I just want to, I won't use his last name, but I just want to give Nate, her father, a shout out because he does all this great work for the nation.
Awesome.
Let's go back. We got another segment here, and we're kind of having a round table. I'm used to being a conduit of people's great information, and I'm not used to giving my own opinion, and especially now with my new job, I can't really do that as much. So we have to play it safe in that way. But I really appreciate what all three of you have been saying here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like the conversation about the environment and how we're all one, and we need to keep everything in place for not only, you know, years and years ago when I was in my 20s, I didn't really care. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be dead anyway. What do I care about the future? Really, I mean, when I was young. But you know what? You grow up and you learn, and you realize, and you. Get more compassionate, and you have more empathy towards people and things. So, you just learn. And of course, I want to leave the earth a better place for people in the future.
Absolutely.
Like Lewis said, we're only here for a short time.
Right. The concerns of what's happening around Turtle Island, like I said earlier, should concern other people, but we don't like to shit on people. I said should on people.
Okay.
Wendy looked at me like I said something else. I said, we don't should on people.
Should. Okay, good.
Yeah. And I have more control than that sometimes. But, it's hard. But we need allies. And I think what's important with this show and what we do and with Ogama and Lewis and yourself is we're building a coalition of people that understand from a Native perspective, a sacred animal perspective, and our opinion, because there's people that believe in that too.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, the whole problem about the environment comes down to consumerism. That's where we just buy too much stuff. We need too much gas. We want too many things. Our houses are filled with stuff we don't even use. I have closets filled with garbage. I could get rid of it.
Oh, well, just looked at the Pat Rack was going to say that should word.
Robert, the show on Hoarders?
No.
No.
TMI. Hey.
The Learning Channel or one of those cable stations. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But, I'll get to you one second, Ogama. I just want to say this. One thing is – the value of something isn't for colonized or consumers. The value of a tree to a Native people is a lot different when it's growing as opposed to someone that wants to tear it down, and that's the only time it has value is when it's turned into wood and to build something or whatever. I mean, that's just an example of many things that pipelines or whatever. Go ahead, Ogama. You don't have to raise your hand. I feel like a teacher still.
I think I'm partially doing that on purpose because you teach me a lot of things. So I feel the need to raise my hand.
Aww.
Excuse me. But no, I was just talking with my partner about this weekend. I don't live in the Twin Cities area, and I've talked about moving down, you know, closer to the Twin Cities. But what's always frustrated me when I go into the Twin Cities area is a lot of these suburbs, it's just miles of strip malls where you can buy stuff you don't need. And, you know, there's not very many secondhand shops left, and there's not very many places where you can go and spend time and it's free. You know, we're running out of those spaces, those natural spaces where, I mean, you know, a library is one of the last places that you can go where you don't have to pay to just exist. You don't have to pay to use a restroom. You don't have to, you can just borrow things and bring back and be in community there. And we're losing a lot of those community, we've lost a lot of those community spaces. And all of these community spaces are fighting to come back. And, you know, if you're going to fight the powers that be, if you're going to fight climate change, using your dollar is a really good way to do it. Divest. Do not buy from companies like Nestle that are draining water out of pretty much everywhere. You know, ride your bike when you can. Don't use your car. Buy as few plastics as possible. Shop at your local co-op. Call up your friends and do a food trade. Or, you know, like Mary Kanish's daughters working in butchering. You know, like there's those things that do exist in communities. If you start asking around and you start looking, you can find these things in your communities. And if your community doesn't have it, you can be the person to start that. And that's an easy it's an easier way, I think, and sometimes less daunting to look at the money you have in your pocket and go, what is my responsibility for what I'm going to do with this? I'm responsible for spending this in a good way. What can I do with these dollars?
Right. Well, I'm kind of a bougie Indian, and not all people have our resources. And I think one of the things years and years ago, before Wendy became vegan, we watched Food, Inc., and that was a perfect example of people that didn't have money to buy fruit, but could buy fast food because fruits and vegetables were way expensive.
And they still are. I mean, it's a lot cheaper for you to go to McDonald's and get, you know, your meal, dollar meal, and fill up on that because it's filling. You know, an apple that costs a lot more money doesn't fill you up as much. So it's sad. It really is. So
well, and things have to change, I think things are changing, and that's why we have to keep a upper lip and keep on moving forward and be like that buffalo. I just love the story, Lewis, about the buffalo in the storm. Do you want to just tell that real quick again, what buffaloes do during a storm?
Yeah, buffaloes in the storm, they don't hide. They face the storm head on. And that's something that we have to do, you know, when we consider talking about these issues. You know, family, I was actually outside. You know, my son had a little drone. He was playing around, and I was approached by this older couple, and they're like, "Hey, you know, I see you guys around. You know, tell me about yourself." So we get to talking, and it looks like, you know, he grew up in Thief River Falls up north, and he started talking about Line 3, started talking about Line 5, and started talking about, you know, well, I don't see a problem with it. You know, like I don't understand. You know, and I think as people, we have to take it upon ourselves to start talking to our neighbors about these issues. Don't be shy. Don't just talk about the weather. Say, hey, you know, you grew up in the area. What's your thoughts on this? And answer questions. He said, you know, well, you know, this oil is going to help us. You know, and I said, look, none of this stuff is going to be refined here in the United States, because as if you listen to Ogma every day, you understand things like, you know, the EPA has deemed it hazardous to refine it here. So it's literally being sent to China to refine it. Isn't that right, Ogma? So when we think about, you know, these quote unquote benefits of Line 3 and Line 5, I mean, what are they really? I mean, other than intrusive, dangerous pipelines.
Well, and even on that note, Lewis, I mean, if you talk about the weather with somebody, it's borderline political at this point, you know, because you're talking about what could possibly be climate change. You know, how's the weather? You notice it's hot outside? Suddenly it's a political conversation.
Yeah. But isn't that the truth? Yeah. We just have to put out our dunde, our tobacco out, and pray for good thoughts and good things and stay close to their creator and stay close to Mother Earth and stay close to your family and to people that you love. And, you know, that's really what I'm feeling, Wendy.
And keep bringing awareness to important subjects and telling the truth about things and just, you know, keep doing things that you feel important with.
Well, I think I think we're going to like to end with these thoughts, Wendy. That's awesome. Hey, I really appreciate Lewis and Ogama with the news, and Lewis for stepping in really quickly, on his toes. That's really helped us do this show today, because our guests were busy doing their things, so we had to fill in the time. But I would like to end with these thoughts. If you're listening to the show, you're a part of the resistance. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I would like to thank our listening audience who make this all possible. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop Line 3. Please get vaccinated.
Mask up.
Mask up.
See you tomorrow.